FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino says agencies have arrested 700 rioters. By Neil Monroe on June 22, 2025. Federal agencies have arrested more than 700 people amid the riots against the enforcement of the nation's popular immigration laws. According to Dan Bongino, Deputy Director of the FBI. We warned those violently acting out in the recent riots that we would not tolerate it. And we would not forget, Bongino tweeted June 21, adding. Over 700 arrests have been made in coordination with our federal and state partners. Many of those arrests are members of organized groups. And we are pouring through data in pursuit of more bad actors. We are not done. We are in the process of identifying and moving in on those who threw rocks at law enforcement officers and damaged property. I told you we would not forget. I wasn't kidding. Bongino provided no details about the charges or the jail sentences facing the rioters. California's pro-migration establishment media has provided some details of claimed crimes amid the very sympathetic coverage provided to the people who are trying to block enforcement of the nation's border laws. On June 21, for example, the Los Angeles Times picked for its lead story the provided comments from a protester named Job Garcia who filmed the arrest of two illegal migrants after Garcia was arrested and released. In the video, a stunned man can be seen texting behind the wheel. He had apparently refused to open his door. It's unclear from the footage what happened next, but Garcia said an agent lunged toward him and pushed him. My first reaction was to like push his, the agent's, hand off, Garcia recalled. Then, he said, the agent grabbed his left arm, twisted it behind his back and threw his phone. The agent brought him to the ground and three other agents jumped in, Garcia said. Get the F, down sir and give me your F, hand. You want it, you got it, sir, you F, got it. You want to go to jail, fine. You got it, an agent can be heard saying in the video. The agents returned his phone to him before transporting him to a holding cell. Garcia has not been charged, but he told the Los Angeles Times that he had met Adrian Martinez, a citizen charged with impeding a federal officer during the arrest of an illegal migrant. They were bullying this older guy, Martinez told Garcia. According to the Los Angeles Times, I didn't like that so I went and confronted them and they put their hands on me and I pushed their hands off, Martinez told Garcia, the newspaper said. A video of Martinez's arrest is also online. The arrests are being driven by a wave of semi-organized riots and blockages of federal agents in California. The state and local police forces in the state are doing little to prevent the Democrats' massive resistance to federal enforcement. As local Democratic leaders ignore the problem of illegal migration and insist the street fighting is entirely caused by President Donald Trump's decision to enforce the law. Policing expert Heather MacDonald wrote in the Wall Street Journal, "How much rioting is acceptable? A partial inventory of the recent activities now deemed consistent with overall public order. Launching commercial-grade fireworks loaded with nails and broken glass at police in the hope of blinding and maiming them. Hurling Molotov cocktails at officers, stoning a squad car with a female officer inside it. Dropping cement blocks, scooters and grocery carts from freeway overpasses onto California Highway Patrol officers. Commandeering part of a freeway, blocking intersections with flaming dumpsters. Defacing city landmarks with graffiti, smashing into and looting retailers including Adidas, Apple, CVS, T-Mobile, jewelry stores and a gasoline station." Oh, but not all of Los Angeles was a war zone. The Democratic establishment argues, the majority of its neighborhoods weren't undergoing a riot. The 1992 riots were much more extensive. Therefore, federal backup was unnecessary and authoritarian. The Democrats' defense of California's illegal migrant population is rational for a political party built on high taxes, government spending, and enforced diversity. For example, Democrats in California rely on waves of poor illegal migrants to replace the middle-class Americans who are pushed out of the state by the Democrats' mix of high taxes and corruption. That government damage is worsened by the mass legal migration and illegal migration and the resulting unaffordable housing, poor schools, low-wage jobs, crime, and degradation. Those self-serving policies impose huge damage on local Americans and their communities. In April, for example, the Census Department reported that California in 2023 had the highest child poverty rates in the United States. It also has the highest level of adult poverty after Louisiana. In contrast, Trump's enforcement of migration laws is helping to raise Americans' wages and productivity. On June 17, White House officials tweeted their boast of a 2% wage gain for blue-collar workers amid their campaign against illegal migration.